Empire Unpossessed, the season finale was full of drama. There was pregnancy announcements, two deaths, and a takeover. All that next on the Empire After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I've been on a roll since I walked up.
Okay, Hakeem, coming through with the vocals, the fire beat.
Fire, this was my favorite song of his.
This is
all season.
Yeah.
I'm also this on the way home.
This was like fire.
Like, I want to go out now.
Great way to set it up. Welcome to the season finale episode. Is it 18?
18.
Episode 18, the season finale, Empire Unpossessed. I'm Jill Monroe, and I'm not alone. We have a full panel here for the finale. Abigail and Zach. Whoa! I heard you guys. Come on.
Man, I'm a happy camper.
Are you?
I'm a
what
happy
are your
camper.
Overall thoughts of the episode?
Please.
Please. Yes.
Like, satisfied, pleased, or like,
satisfied.
That was some good sex, pleased?
Like, it's going to take a lot to hit that second one, but I would say I'm very satisfied.
Somewhere in the middle.
I'd hit it again.
Okay.
You can get a repeat performance.
Okay, it's like Thanksgiving. You're like on your second plate, but you haven't gotten to the third plate where you hate yourself yet.
Right, right.
It was just enough.
Just enough.
Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, I'm probably not as ecstatic as Abigail is. I thought for a finale, we could have given me a little more.
Yeah, in the beginning, I believe.
Yeah, it was a little slow in the beginning. I was happy to see Anika go, though.
So, guys, just so you know, we are going to talk about the deaths, one of which Anika, moment of silence. No moment of silence.
Not from me.
We're not going to miss Boo Boo Kitty.
Like, girl, bye.
A moment of silence for Ronda. We're going to get into Cookie's closet. And of course, we're going to talk about The Takeover, part five. So first, let's get into Eddie versus the Lions. The episode started out with drama, you know, with Lucius popping off in Eddie's face and slapping him after Eddie threatened to take the scarf to the police if they didn't calmly hand over Empire. Right. You know, Eddie even had a gun. He came prepared. He said he's not walking into the lion's den without a, you know, a tame
weapon.
A weapon. You know, a tamer.
A tamer.
Something,
a tamer.
I don't know.
That tamed him real quick.
Get it in place. You know, him and Giselle. So, do we think that Eddie's plan was solid?
You know,
he seemed fearless.
He did, and I think that's what was more believable, because I just still am not quite convinced that the scarf is going to be the evidence that they need. Like, so Lucius gave him a scarf, so he, like, you know what I'm saying? There's so many alternatives that could have happened there. Oh, like,
yeah
he said he liked my scarf, and I was like, here,
I gave
bro,
it to him,
you know, and then
there's
he died.
No, like, video footage, there's no prints on the gun, there's no hard evidence.
Yeah. So you think that the Lions overreacted in...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. That's interesting. But I mean, Eddie made it clear, I'm going to snitch. And even if you try and stop me after I take it over, you're still not even going to get your money from the share or the sales, because I'm taking that too.
Aggressive.
Really aggressive. I'm like, so we haven't talked about the Lions' financials in quite a bit.
No.
How much money do they have in the bank?
I
mean, we find out that they can't keep the rent party money if they don't bid on Empire. So, you know, are they just out in the cold?
I just feel like someone at that level has so many sources of income.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, they're not really breaking it. It's not a financial show, a financial analysis show.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's for the dramatic. So I got it. I get that. But I like specifics.
You like it to be more
dialed
in.
I do.
Okay. You weren't feeling it in that aspect.
No.
Did we like the drama when they walked into the boardroom and we had Eddie and Giselle and his crew and Anika on one side and Cookie and all of them on the other side lined up ready to take it out?
Yeah, it was expected.
Yeah, I loved the buildup, but I didn't, there was no, like, I wasn't.
You were let down.
There's no like boom moment.
I wanted some, like, if you're gonna set it up, then like give me a little fight, give me a little back and forth, give me a Cookie zinger, give me something.
Right. But do you think that Cookie had a point? They fought so many times. Yeah. Jamal even brought this up later.
Completely.
That, you know, fighting for this company continues to tear them down, blood, sweat, and tears, and they can never move ahead. So I actually, you know, in some ways, am kind of relieved to see them let the company, at least for now, go, because now we're going to get to see them in a different light. I know one thing that I've always talked about is I'm tired of seeing them in Empire. I'm tired of seeing them in the boardroom. So if they lose that, that means they got to go someplace else.
You know who would be like really, who's really great at balancing their work life and their personal life?
Tell us who.
Maria. Yeah. And Maria is our founder, and Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday, and you can find it on iTunes. It covers health, wellness, career, relationships, and
all
also
the Lions
covers,
family
yeah, exactly.
Need.
Everything
you
that
know
they
what I mean?
Could use some help
they need
with.
Somebody to talk to and sort things out.
She would be the big sister that they've always wanted and that you might always have wanted. So you should definitely check that out on iTunes. Yeah. Subscribe. Tell them that the family from Empire sent you so we can get some credit for that. And be sure to rate and comment and check it out. Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out. Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Make sure you guys watch every Friday. Yes. Maria probably would have some great advice.
A lot of advice.
On how to deal with a friend that is going through addiction and loses another friend to addiction. I mean, let's start with death number one, since we're on the death watch. Tori not just overdosed, but then had a seizure and died. Were you expecting that? Did you think that's how Tori's character was going
to
go out?
I thought she was going to die. And I think it's safe to assume drugs would be the way, you know, that's just where the show would lead us to. Yeah. But I was really relieved with that. I was over Tori before she even made her return.
Too whiny?
Yeah, just not what not about it.
Not you don't a think Jamal? Character.
No.
You don't think Jamal needed...
She kind of held him back. She's that friend that kind of holds you back.
Okay.
Because you're too busy babysitting or caring about their negative emotions and I don't know.
I know, because she was flippy like last week. Yeah. She was like, you do everything for the family. But then she showed up anyway.
And
she also, when she and Jamal were having the conversation earlier, because Preacher was doing a Breakfast Club type interview, you know, so of course the do we call him? The street cred rapper, whatever, has now sold out and is now on the Breakfast Club getting those views up and those social numbers.
Right. And which I thought it was funny the way she referenced it too. I feel like she's just that friend that always has to disagree.
Oh, okay. She's always salty.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll be like an Amy Winehouse, like died too young, but we love her music type of thing?
I think so. I think that's kind of how they were setting it up, because when she was first introduced to him, she was, you know, in and out of rehab, problem child, but really, you know, soulful-esque music, kind of like Amy. So I think that that is probably exactly how it breaks down. And it's enough to send Jamal out of the country. Did we not call London, though?
We did call London
when we were watching.
He's suited for there.
He is. He's got the outfits for it. I'm here for it.
You can go over there to the little gray skies. Mm-hmm. You know. Take a couple of pictures in front of the...
That Tori was like Amy.
Oh, okay.
The crew on our chat agrees. Thanks, guys.
Shout out to... And speaking of
Shout out to everyone who shows up every week.
Right.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys. Speaking of that, because you guys are there, leave us a thumbs up. You know, on YouTube. It's important to us. And shout out to you all for downloading the Empire podcast. Just want to let you know that we were number 9 in the top 10 at AfterBuzz last week. So head on over to iTunes and download the finale to get you ready. You can download the past episodes to, of course, revisit this season. Mm-hmm. Leave us 5 stars in a review. It's important because we like to be in the top 10. We like to let people know that our fans are representing and are there. And, you know, we represent for you. So we appreciate it. Again, iTunes, 5 stars, YouTube, thumbs up. Now, back to the other death of the episode that we have been calling for all season long.
So happy.
Bye, boo-boo kitty.
Bye.
So what did we think about Anika's death and Andre's setup for that? You know, Andre has all the emotional moments because we saw earlier in the episode when Lucius was like, take care of the family. You have to do what's right. Do you think that Andre interpreted, still kind of in his bipolarness, that meant take out Anika for good? Or do you think that Andre just went off on his own thing and this was really his closure for Rhonda?
I think this was really his closure for Rhonda.
Okay.
But I think he may use the conversation with Lucius as
the push point. Yeah,
as the push point. But I think he definitely wanted that revenge. He wanted to pay. He wanted Anika to pay. And I think... You do you. It's about time, Boo Boo Kitty.
Anika thought she was she thought it was over. Done. She was like, I finally beaten the lions when Cookie came to her woman to woman. Like, girl, they trying to play you. Right. And she was like, no, I'm going to be CEO. And
they weren't really playing her. Right. But I'm a little concerned about this just because I feel like it's going to bother Andre. Like, I feel like he, as much as he's a savage, like, he really is, and I think it's because he's, you know, one screw loose, but I think that it's going to bother him.
It's going to weigh on his conscience. Be, like,
I don't think he can go to bed at night.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
He was sitting in church, like a clear, though. I felt like, yeah. You feel like it's a refresh.
I feel like that, yeah, he was like, okay, I'm ready to move forward. I mean, this woman killed his baby and killed his wife. And, like, look, he didn't feel that. I mean, he felt bad about killing his dad. But, like, I don't think he feels that bad about taking out Anika. I mean, he technically didn't take her out. He just drove her crazy enough to do it herself.
And that's probably maybe how he would look at it.
That's Andre hitting the reset button. Right. Hit the reset button as many times as you need to.
He's like, okay, Jesus, I've paid atonement. Now I'm ready to start fresh.
Simone.
My diet starts on Monday.
Simone goes, Rhonda's still getting these ghost checks.
Get your coins, boo. Get your coins. I don't know. You know, I don't think that we'll see her anymore, though. I think that was kind of... That we never had an official funeral, but we had the ocean burial, and we had Rhonda's revenge. Rhonda's revenge. All right.
Too far? Did we go too far?
A little too much, but you know, we can bring that back. So let's talk marriage. Love and marriage.
That outfit was hideous. It was horrendous.
Okay, but before we get to the actual marriage, let's talk the proposal. So all episode we kind of
jumped
seen,
ahead.
It fits. Lucius, you know, kind of in his feelings, thinking about Empire and Cookie's words about, you know, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose this family. I don't want you to turn yourself in. That's why she said we shouldn't bid on Empire. Of course, she wrote the note behind Lucius's back. And you thought that we were going to see another thing where, oh, they're getting close. They're getting close. No, right. They're falling out again because Lucius is mad.
He got mad.
But I guess love conquers all. And he's like, man, I don't want to go to jail forever either.
Right. He's like, I was just playing. Like, I just said I would. Yeah. But I'm glad you don't want me to either.
So the money bought the scarf back. And, you know, Lucius with... What I might add looked like a nice solitaire canary. It looked like a pear-shaped diamond. Couldn't really see. The angle was kind of off, but looked expensive.
It looked like they have money in the bank still. They got money in the bank.
They're not they're not that high and dry.
So he said that, you know, Empire doesn't matter. I agree with it.
Cutting you off left and right. This is a live read. Anyone else distracted by Lucius's parted hairline?
Listen, can I tell you guys? I actually liked Lucius's hair because, one, I feel like when it's lower, it makes him look younger. And I don't get a slick back named perm. I don't know. That's just something I made up. It's not a real thing. But it felt really nostalgic. It felt like an 80s dude. So I was not mad at Lucius's hair this episode. I actually took special note of it. And the part was extra wide, but I thought that was a throwback part, you know? Feelings. Okay. All right. So they go to the courthouse to get married. Mm-hmm. And let's turn it over to Abigail to talk about.
They went to the courthouse to get married and they decided to wear the ugliest shit in their closet. Like, man, what was that hat? That wasn't even cute in the 1950s. No. Like, it's just no.
Hat and leather and shag.
Orange leather. Like, horrible. It was so bad. Like, the colors were bad. The patterns were bad. The combo. Like,
that
each
yellow
of those
was
pieces
disgusting.
Alone, yeah.
Did each they want to look like commoners from the 70s? I didn't understand. Never dress like this. What are you doing? What part of the closet do we get this ensemble
from? If you were channeling that vibe, there's so many other routes you could have gone. Like, a nice pattern. I'm not here for it.
Yeah, it was like Bonnie and Clyde missed the boat.
Mm-hmm. Man, missed the boat.
It was
boat.
Like a Jackie O kind of vibe, but it wasn't. It didn't hit it.
It wasn't no. a Jackie O
you don't
kind
think so?
Of. I no, I really
with the
got
hat and the.
I got Jackie Florida O's, Evans.
Yeah,
I got okay. Florida Evans meets Willona, but not in a great nostalgic way.
In like a horrific.
It just didn't
cheap
work for me.
Halloween
and
costume.
I usually love pretty much everything that Cookie rolls out, but yeah. this time.
Me too. I think actually I don't think there's been an outfit that I'm like ew.
Except for this.
Yeah,
this, yeah, this was
this
the worst.
Didn't this wasn't it.
No.
All right.
Because normally she goes a little too far with her outfits, but like that's what we love about her outfits, right. is she right. always takes that, she always has that edge and takes it to the next
this
level.
This is like too far in the opposite direction. This yeah. is like I am going to not give a shit about what I look like. And then she's like, no, actually I'm gonna try to look. They call it the poor look in the chat.
Yeah. The poor look. It was the, I just, I'm like, are we having a flashback? Do
no,
we want to make this really?
We can have like a good solid poor look. We can go to Marshall's. Like we can like pull something together that is affordable and still looks dope.
Also, indeed. Like, I thought maybe we could see like some white. I mean, I know it's a wedding and they're not traditional, but like, some, or maybe all black, something.
They're
I don't
grandparents
know.
At this point. Yeah. Kind of don't need the white. I don't know. Here's my thing. I just want it to be stylish. All yeah. the stuff in Cookie's closet, which we'll be having the Cookie's closet segment shortly. And this is what...
You picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just was really... I didn't understand it at all.
Yeah.
It's like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I maybe it was their disguise to look common to go to the courthouse. I mean, after all, they don't even have their car
to
service
look common.
Anymore.
That was not common. That was like, what is that? That was like
yeah,
attention
you're
grabbing.
Right. They don't... car service.
No, because you know that cab. Was via of Empire, so now they're gonna have to lifestyle adjustment
minus the ring,
right? You know,
they can pawn that
car service ring.
I don't know. Okay, so wait, let's talk about baby news. Baby news.
There were so many life the life cycle was really happening.
TV news.
No, not that kind of news, but it works.
Well, I am sorry about that one. I heard news and I just figured
news?
Like
that's what you call a crack engineer. He's just ready, yes. ready on the go. Ready I hear the key go. Word, I dial it in. You appreciate that, you guys. You know, that's Anthony. He's always here for us.
I love Anthony.
Shout out
you know?
To Anthony.
Shout out to him. But we're talking Hakeem and Tiana. Tiana is pregnant. And Hakeem is excited. He doesn't have any place to be. You know, his boy Clark was
there.
He doesn't
have a job, and he has all these babies now.
I mean, like you said, the Lions still probably have money. I mean, we know that Bella, there's no child support on Bella anymore.
Oh, nope, yeah,
there's
she don't
not.
Have a mama.
Nope.
He's saving a whole bunch of change.
Yeah. Tiana's her mom. Can we talk about how cute her little fur
so
was
cute.
When
so
we had
cute.
Bella roll out?
So cute.
So Tiana and Hakeem, they're going to go and do the little couple thing and have the little baby.
And it's like, but does that really work? Does that really satisfy them?
I think
Hakeem
like,
likes it. I don't think she...
I don't know. She was into Bella and being yeah, motherhood. Yeah. I think she's been confused. She has a hit song now. She had the attention that she wanted. And, you know, maybe she's like, but the one thing missing is my family. And she's kind of forced into right. this position. But...
So you think she's going back to her normal self now at this point a little?
I think that some things about Eddie have been exposed. Okay. And she's back in her focus because she sees that Eddie is... flipping, you know, making moves, maneuvering things. And right. she doesn't, maybe she's over being money. Manipulated. But really quick, so we find out the baby news. Hakeem and Tiana are going, I don't know, are they eloping? Going to that island, Cuba? Maybe they're going to Cuba
they're
like they're originally
Cuba
going
now.
To. And up walks Clark's father with a shotgun. Not
that's
a semi-automatic,
so
a double-barrel shotgun, it looked
that
like.
That was the most hillbilly shit I've ever seen yeah. in my life.
Yeah.
He's still in New York? I mean...
Yeah, it was like...
What the hell?
I mean, I guess Clark was going to help Tiana and, you know, Hakeem get away, but...
Or were they even getting away, or were they all just, like,
think,
going to the
yeah,
studio?
They were just,
or, like, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't see
they
luggage
were
or anything. Like,
they're taking
they're
Bella
chilling,
to the park.
Like, a family, like, hangout, and, like, Blake's, like, family now to Hakeem. I don't yeah. know, but that was weird. That was wild.
And then
you
there
hear
were
the three shots.
Three yeah. gunshots, not just one, so it sounds like you either put three holes in your son,
or
you had a bullet
for
everybody.
Like, what? And then, like, I don't know.
I mean, that was shocking. That was not something that I was expecting at all from this episode. That definitely was a huge twist.
Right. And
everything
then I'm
else
there like,
I could tell about. Yeah.
And is it fall yet?
What's going to happen? Are we coming back? Well, speaking of, since this was the season finale, and we know that you guys have enjoyed Cookie's Closet, and shout out to all of you that submitted song suggestions for us. You know, maybe we'll incorporate that next season. We kind of meant to get around to it, but didn't. But we still love you. We want to take a look back at some of the Cookie's fashions and some of our other favorite fashion moments from this season. So first we have Tiana looking like a Vision in pink.
She looks
little
cute.
Cinderella I'm looking here for outfit. It. I really like that.
Yeah, it's very like Mario Kart Peach meets, you know, meets like spring floral fresh.
And then next up, what do we have next? I mean, we have Cookie earlier in the season when they were going to court against
the
DuBois.
Like, we're back to the courthouse.
Right, like, she could have gotten married in that. Like, that look right there would have been perfect for a wedding. You know, her red and black, the elbow-length gloves, the hat. If she just really wanted to do a hat, the little pillbox leather hat here could have worked.
This works. It's very Grandma Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, Lucius
and
Taylor
Swift. It's a little
more
conservative, but it's still very sleek and, like, I got a gun, so don't mess with me.
There's still some power to it in that red and the pattern. Let's see. What else? Oh, this was my favorite. You know, I love white boots.
The booties. The white boots. So cute.
The little fur on the ends of the jacket and the red blouse for the color pop. We sound like, what's the show with Joan? Fashion Police. Yes. We sound like Fashion Police right now. So we're Cookie. That was one of our favorite looks. What else?
Favorite.
And then this was, that you was know, in the misery scene, Cookie does denim in the forest.
That was dope, too.
You know, I really liked that look. She was ready to, you know.
Slays.
Throw down
and get at Miss Claudia. Yeah. You know.
She's like, I'm coming for you.
That's right. So that's, you know, a look back really quickly over some of our favorite looks for this season. If you guys have looks that you want to talk about or discuss with us, you know, you can always hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. We'll give you our handle shortly. But let's get into some fan shout outs really quickly.
Let's do it.
Yay.
So everyone thinks that Bella was in the car.
She was in the car.
So
Bella
she didn't die.
So she didn't get hit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was already put in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, a few people say this. Melissa Stewart says this. M. Guemon? Guemon? Sorry if I'm butchering your names. Bella's going to foster care.
Again? Oh. No, Bella's already been there. We don't want Bella.
Everyone
foster
thinks
care
Blake is going to die. Desmond thinks that.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. Two shots for Blake, one for Hakeem. A lot of people think the two shots were for Blake, and then only one other person is going to be injured. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think Blake got the brunt of it.
And then Blake is definitely gone.
Yeah,
you know, or maybe he's like going to be hanging on by a string in the hospital next season to identify his dad or something. I don't know, but we just have to figure out whether Tiana or Hakeem is the one that got the other bullet.
Exactly. So we'll see. We'll see. But you guys are popping on here today.
All right. Well, now that only leaves us with predictions for next season.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Have you been practicing that?
I have not been practicing that, but I think about it. So whatever works at the moment, we just kind of throw it in there. And if it looks good, you know, we fly. And if not, sorry, won't happen again or something like that. So, Zach, what do you think?
I think Tiana survives the shooting. And I think Tiana's going to have her baby. And we're going to see her have, like, this conflict between her career and a family. Because Hakeem's already shown that he can be a dad and he can step up to it. And I think it's going to allow her to feel compelled to let him kind of take the lead while she goes and has the blossoming career. I think Cookie and Lucius are going to find a way to either build a new company or come back for Empire. I really hope they don't try to come back for Empire. I hope they try to build a new one, but they're not done yet.
Okay.
And I think Andre's made his peace and he's moving on.
All right.
I would agree with you that they're going to obviously come back and fight. They're not going to just... I think they need to take some time, though, and go on, like, a vacation or something. But I think that they're actually just going to keep trying to get Empire. I don't see that kind of dying down. I think that definitely, honestly, I think Tiana's going to lose the baby. Mm. Yeah. Or die. I think something's going to happen with Tiana.
Or die.
I don't think Hakeem's going to, much is going to happen to him. Maybe he got shot because it looked like he was kind of covering her. So maybe he got shot and then the blow killed the baby. Like, I don't know. Something along those lines. And then.
Something tragic.
Something tragic. I think that Andre, something is weird with that church scene. So I don't know if he's becoming.
You think he's giving his life up to the Lord?
Like, I don't know.
It's too much business. Too much for the man. He couldn't make it. I don't know.
But I think that something's happening there where he's just going to kind of be like, I'm like, this was like the final like act for him or something.
Okay.
And then. Else do. Jamal is never going to escape his stardom. People know you in London. That little boy was singing your song. Like,
right.
I don't know. Maybe,
but he didn't recognize him. So
right, because he had those huge sunglasses on. Right, right. But no, I think Hakeem needs to be kind of like indie. For I mean, he was indie, but like really like do John his Mayer. Own little like hipster thing. Okay. In the streets of London.
Mm. Okay.
Not digging that vibe.
And find like a cute English dude.
I'll allow him. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm here for that.
So here's what I hope to happen. I hope that they put Empire kind of on pause and maybe start like a film company or a content company where they can do something else that is still entertainment related and build something else up while still trying to get Empire back, but something to kind of go head to head with the company they built in some type of way. And then, you know, at the end of next season, we'll work on, and now we're going to get Empire back. So I'd like to see that. Sure. I think one of Hakeem's babies is not going to make it. I don't know if it's Bella or Tiana's baby, but
we really don't have an attachment to Bella.
Yeah,
but we know she grew Hakeem up, but we don't have an attachment to Bella. We really don't see her that much. But I don't know. I just think that I think Hakeem or Tiana is going to end up hit. Mm. Not death, maybe, but they're going to end up hit.
They're going to end up hit. I think that's gone.
One of the children are going to go out the way, and Clark, he's a wrap. I think Jamal is going to find himself again in London and probably a new boo and a new sound, something. And Andre, I don't know. I'm with you. Something was awkward about him sitting in church in the balcony. I feel like he's not settled even though he should be. Right. So I don't know where his evolution is going to take us. And I think that we will see some more of Eddie at some point because we need Lucius to have a formidable enemy, but have different reasons for tackling this problem in a different way, and he does now because he and Cookie are married. And we'll see what life is like with Cookie and Lucius as a married couple.
I don't think we're going to see much of that. I actually think that when we come back next season, it's going to pick up like a big chunk of time later where everybody's gone off on their own and something's going to bring them all back together.
Okay. Okay.
Well, why
didn't you say that when we asked you what baby your predictions death
or
were?
Somebody said, you know, something like that.
To marinate on it and listen to other ideas.
I think that's an interesting point. Well, let us know what you think. Hit us up. You know, you guys can always talk to us. Leave it in the comments. We will check there too. Again, thumbs up, 5 stars on iTunes, all that good stuff. And thank you for rocking out with us this season. Zach, tell them where they can find you since they're not going to see you for quite a time.
I know. You guys, I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. And you can find my website, which has all my other links, at justplainzach.com. So go and do it.
Check out his podcast. He has a new podcast, too.
I have a new podcast called Hashtag Adulting. And you can listen to it on iTunes.
I'll be stalking you. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this season. We will see you next season, season 5.
Yes.
And we're excited for that. But during the meantime, you can follow me on my social media at Abigail_AF. You can also check out my podcast, OGAF. It's not out on a specific day. It's just once a week.
And I'm Jill Monroe. Hit me up at Stiletto Jill. Check out my sports and pop culture website, JacksonStilettoJill.com. And my podcast is debuting soon, so make sure you check that out. Hi. Until season 5, thank you guys so much for rocking out with us all season long. We appreciate you. Don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV. We will see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.